Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Earlier today, North Korea said it successfully conducted a newly developed mid- to long-range missile test that was supervised by leader Kim Jong-un. Ken Gauss, Director of International Affairs at the Center for Naval Analyses on the International Response.
The U.S. is definitely going to take the hard line, followed by Japan. Obviously, the Moon Jae-in administration's reaction will be very interesting to see whether he falls in line with that hard line or whether he looks to soften it. I suspect China will call for all sides to kind of calm down. Whether, if this thing comes to the Security Council, what the Russia and China vote will be, it will be fairly interesting to watch.
Actually, the United Nations Security Council is set to hold an emergency meeting on Tuesday after the U.S., Japan, and South Korea requested the special session. Cyber attack that's already taken over computers in 150 countries could spread further today as people return for the start of a new work week and use computers that might not have been updated. Cybersecurity specialist Cedric Layton.
This is the biggest ransomware attack that has occurred really ever on the face of the earth. So what you're dealing with here is an unprecedented cyber attack.
So far, there has been no progress reported in efforts to determine who launched the ransomware plot. World Health Organization has confirmed a second case of the deadly Ebola virus in the Democratic Republic of Congo following an earlier outbreak last month that killed at least three people. These are believed to be the first cases since an epidemic ravaged portions of West Africa in 2014 and left more than 11,000 dead. This is VOA News. At least 1,500 Syrian rebels, as well as their families, abandoned another long-held district just outside of Damascus as the army of President Bashar al-Assad and its allies are pushing to seize full control of the capital and the surrounding areas for the first time in nearly 5 years. As civil war raged near the capital, Kurdish-led Syrian forces far to the north pressed a separate offensive against Islamic State extremists just outside the de facto IS capital, Raqqa. Newly inaugurated French President Emmanuel Macron says the time of division in France is over.
Aujourd'hui, mesdames et messieurs, le temps est venu pour la France de se hisser.
He said the country could rise to the contemporary crises such as migration, climate change, the excesses of capitalism, authoritarian abuse, and terrorism. Former investment banker and economy minister at age 39 is the youngest French leader of the Fifth Republic. He faces his first real test in June when parliamentary elections are held. Macron needs a majority to pass a series of reforms. Meantime, he will make his first visit abroad later today when he goes to Germany to meet with Chancellor Angela Merkel. Well, the search is underway here in the United States for a new FBI director after President Trump fired James Comey last week. VOA's Michael Bowman has our report.
From jurists to lawmakers, a wide net is being cast for a nominee to lead the FBI. Trump continued to make headlines after firing Comey in televised interviews and via Twitter, where he appeared to threaten the former FBI chief and hinted that recordings may exist of their conversations. On NBC television, Trump claimed Comey asked to meet with him in January so as to convey a desire to remain on the job at the FBI. The president's account does not match the recollection of someone who interacted with Comey shortly before the FBI director dined with Trump at the White House. Comey declined to testify behind closed doors on Capitol Hill this week, but is reportedly eager to speak in a public hearing that could be scheduled any day. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
25-year-old scientist representing Washington, D.C. was crowned winner of the Miss USA pageant Sunday, second consecutive year that the contestant from the U.S. Capitol won the annual competition. Kara McCullough, who holds a degree in chemistry and works at the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, first runner-up was Shavi Virg, representing the state of New Jersey. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.